It's now time for our reality check, and we reach out across the continent to Honolulu Civil Beat's D.C. correspondent, Nick Gruby. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you've really been keeping your fingers on the pulse on this police corruption story from across the miles here.
Yeah. I mean, I have been covering it for about 4 years now, and it's kind of hard to believe that it's been going on that long.
It is really like a soap opera, isn't it? It just goes on and on and on, and it's just amazing what has turned up.
Right, yeah, and I think what I was able to uncover recently was sort of just the latest wrinkle in the case, and that is that Catherine Kealoha, the former deputy prosecutor in Honolulu, her brother seems to be involved in the case. At least the federal investigators have sort of turned their eyes towards him, and he is a doctor who worked at a pain clinic on the Big Island, and the federal investigators recently sent a subpoena to his ex-wife, who owns the pain clinic they used to be a part of, to learn more about sort of his involvement at the clinic.
So do we know what they're zeroing in on, or are they just kind of sniffing around?
Well, it's really hard to say at this point. The investigators themselves have been pretty good about keeping a lid on everything it is that they're looking into. But based off my interview with Rudolph Puana's ex-wife, Lynn, she was able to say that they're looking at some of the prescriptions that were coming out of the pain clinic and individuals who had received those prescriptions. Now, add to this another facet is we uncovered some documents from a 2015 drug raid that showed that the federal investigators have taken a particular interest in the drug fentanyl, which is an opioid, and they wanted to get more information from HPD about where exactly that fentanyl had come from.
I'm just curious, and where did it all go, right? What else are they looking at?
Well, I mean, the feds really are looking at a lot of aspects in this case, right? We have to remind the list that this all started with a missing mailbox. And from there, it sort of unraveled into allegations that the Honolulu police chief and his wife, Catherine Kealoha, who's deputy prosecutor, had framed a family member for the theft of that mailbox in order to cover up for their alleged financial crimes. And now, as we've learned recently, Catherine Kealoha's boss, elected Honolulu prosecuting attorney Keith Kaneshiro, has also received a target letter from the Department of Justice implicating him in possible criminal wrongdoing. So I think a lot of observers now are wondering whether he's going to be indicted.
Right, and I know that there's all this talk about, you know, should there be a move to impeach the prosecutor? And I know I just checked online in a petition that had been started for that process. I think they're up to now like 600 signatures. So it really is kind of a soap opera how this thing is just moving in so many different ways.
It is. It's moving in a lot of different directions. But I think the important thing to remember here is that we're talking about alleged public corruption in some of the highest agencies of law enforcement within Hawaii right now. We're talking about the former police chief of the Honolulu Police Department, which is the 20th largest in the country. We're talking about an elected prosecutor now being implicated in possible criminal wrongdoing. Now, of course, these people are innocent until proven guilty, but it does raise a lot of questions about what sort of oversight mechanisms were in place and just the extent of the alleged wrongdoing and what it could mean and, I guess, what else the federal investigators are able to uncover.
Yeah, it is quite a story. But thanks so much, Nick.
All right, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.